Saints. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
I just got to get through this.
Okay. The whole top five and five or this particular
just
one?
Five.
I saw number five and I fastened my seatbelt.
Five. I just got to get through five. And then I think it's kind of downhill from there.
Okay. You can do it.
Cook
I
County,
believe in you.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox today is suggesting that she has no regrets over her handling of the Jussie Smollett case. But says that she does stand ready to implement changes after an outside review of the conduct of her and her office.
You know, what I will say is I look forward to being able to have whatever lessons we can learn for how this case was handled.
Oh my God.
And implementing that. What I certainly want is for the people of Cook County to have faith and trust in the criminal justice system and just as more importantly in our state attorney's office.
Too late!
I think the reason there has been so much focus on this particular case is because of the lack of trust it creates about our justice system.
Right! In her first public comment, since Dan Webb, the noted, he was a former U.S. attorney.
He was.
Dan Webb.
He's investigated a number of these situations.
Big senior partner at Winston & Strawn. That's a big attorney shop there here in Chicago.
He's an amazing trial lawyer.
Was appointed as the special prosecutor. And Ms. Fox pledged to fully operate.
Cooperate.
No. I think operate is the term I really wanted. That was a Freudian slip is what that was.
Kind of was.
Cooperate with the investigation.
The fact that we have had to spend a lot of time discussing this one case when the men and women of this office in this time period have handled more than a dozen first-degree murder cases, have handled more than a dozen criminal sexual assault cases, that the integrity of the office is being judged by one case, I think that that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
We stand
Whose fault is that?
To take whatever lessons are learned from this and do things better to ensure the public's trust of this office's work moving forward.
Oh, my God! And by the way, shouldn't we have handled more than a dozen murder cases in the last six months?
One would think. By my count, there have been a few more. But
that's two murder cases a month. That doesn't seem right. There's 500 murders a year here.
What are the lessons learned, too? Like when you say you recuse yourself, but you really didn't recuse yourself. It was just sort of an air quotes recusal that shouldn't be done. When
I get lessons.
Members of the family of the person who's the focus of the investigation call you and text you and try to influence the investigation that you don't involve yourself in that.
I got lessons learned.
I got a lot of them. There are a few more. That was just a couple that came to mind.
I don't have time or the literally the blood pressure control to handle this.
Very true.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
An Oklahoma City television anchor has tearfully apologized to her colleague for comparing him to an animal during a broadcast. Coco TV morning anchor Alex Housden. This is great irony because there was a very famous animal named Coco, which falls right into this story. Separate issue. Don't get in your own way, Ro. Anyway, they were doing a segment about a gorilla at the Oklahoma City Zoo by comparing the animal to her co-anchor, Jason Hackett, because they look similar.
That's right.
I know what you're thinking. There isn't a chance that Jason Hackett is black. Oh, yes, there is.
Okay, you have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show. Oh my goodness, take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close up.
Kind of looks like you. Let me take a picture.
He looks like you. He looks.
You should see
like
the look on
you.
This guy's face when he has nothing to say and his eyes get really big and he's, no, you didn't. You didn't say that.
Look at him. He looks just like you.
Stick to the prompter. Do not deviate.
How does that happen?
Oh, look at that. Is it a wacky morning show, I'm assuming?
No, it doesn't. It looks like a very standard morning show.
Well, I mean, but she wanted to make it all smiley. Isn't it cute? Look at the gorilla. He's cute. Looks just like you. Dad, maybe related. She should have just dropped that. All right. Well, then.
Oh, gee.
As it turns out, the young anchor here. I'm assuming she's young. Didn't realize at the moment that that was going to go as badly as it did, and she feels real bad.
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize. Not only to my co-anchor, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate, and I hurt people. And I want you to know, I understand how much I hurt you out there and how much I hurt you. I love you so much, and you have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half.
What?
And I would never do anything on purpose to hurt you. And I love our community. And I want you all to know, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for what I said. I know it was wrong, and I am so sorry.
Oh my god.
What a train wreck.
See, the thing is, when she said it, oh, look at the gorilla, it looks just like you. It would have been good if he just called it right there. What? You know, just that moment.
He just looked horrified at the time couldn't say anything.
I would have gone with a big, oh, hell no. That's what I would have gone with. But that didn't. Anyway, so she's.
Well, she's owning up to it.
Right. So the prom queen over here is very sorry for what happened. And this never happened at the Theta House when she was the senior secretary. Now, wait. Listen to this.
Okay.
There's another case. This is a Lowe's corporate video broadcast for store managers nationwide. They do this so they can watch and so they don't have to read, mm-hmm. apparently, and they can just watch a video about what items are going to be for sale. So two of the senior product managers get up and they demonstrate stuff for the managers, and it's a closed caption. This is an internal Lowe's only product, right? That comes over on their computers.
Yeah.
But that didn't
make sense.
But apparently, we have another case of a guy not fully understanding that every stereotype isn't 100% accurate. Here you go.
Not only that, the DeWalt name, number one power tool for the pros,
absolutely.
Right? And the thing is compact. It fits anywhere. Small hands, mm-hmm. right? So those customers that really have the affinity towards Makita, some of our Hispanic pros with smaller
yep.
hands, this is perfect for them.
Are Hispanic pros with small hands.
Oh,
oh no.
What?
Yeah.
How does that
like,
happen?
There are no white people with small hands.
Oh. I don't even know that was a stereotype. Like, what?
Right, there's a new stereotype. Well, maybe in the store they go, you know, the guys come in, they go, you know, I need the Makita because I got a small hand. I don't know. First of all, you don't ever admit to that. You don't want to be going down that road. Nice drill. Small hand, small drill. That's what I just learned right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
And you knew the whole corporation was watching. This
yeah.
was on the in-house
yeah.
internal video. All the store managers across the country.
He has similarly had a tearful apology, in which he's had to. He's also said, "Hey, this was so dumb. I don't know what I was thinking. I love my community. I would never hurt you." And I only slightly think you look like a gorilla. Not 100%.
Did we find out if he accepted the apology?
He did. Of course
okay.
he did. Yeah.
He says the lesson here is that words matter.
I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate, and I hurt people.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. It's just, there is just such it's dumbassery. It is just, this is like, it's a chronic problem. We don't have West Nile anymore. We have literally infectious dumbassery going on in the world. And it needs to stop. It's happening in the media community. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Well, Roe, President Trump taking another shot at the Federal Reserve chair.
Oh, of course. Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
I think it's unfortunate that we're playing a song by the Gorillaz right now after what we've just all been through.
What did she say? Totally inappropriate? Sorry if we've offended.
This is a number one on the top five, number two on the top five. Five is a TV anchor, morning TV anchor in Oklahoma City who was showing video of a gorilla at the Oklahoma City Zoo and said to her African-American co-anchor, "He looks just like you."
You think her relative is the one who called the cops in the coffee shop? On the two guys having a cup of coffee?
In the Starbucks?
In the Starbucks. And the employee got all freaked out because they were just sitting there talking.
Oh, God. Hello, 911. There's two black men here in the Starbucks. And they're not ordering anything. One of them is asking to use the bathroom. I've moved all of the employees into the cooler. And you can trust me because my sister is a television anchor in Oklahoma City.
Yep, they're related, it turns out, Kevin.
They're aunts.
Super sleuth skills.
Number three.
Kobe Bryant claims that the Lakers would have won more championships during his tenure if Shaquille O'Neal wasn't lazy. He laid out his ultimate what-if scenario in an interview with Patrick Bedavid at the PHP agency convention in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, Kobe's got a little bit of an ego, right?
A little edge to him.
Yeah. But I do think that Kobe is probably one of the, I think Kobe was the second best of that generation. Without question. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
would you say that Kevin Durant is the second best of his generation right now?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
So that's kind of where Kobe is, I think, in that moment. Mm-hmm. So he laid out a hypothetical.
Okay.
He was mean. He was nasty. He was competitive. He was vindictive. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings. It's real shit. I mean, listen, like, we used to get into stuff all the time because it was like, he would say, okay, Kobe's not throwing me the ball. And I'm like, well, bruh, if you were in shape, by the time I run down on a fast break and run back and then run down, you're still coming down the first time, bruh. Like, what the hell do you want me to do?
Bruh.
Towards the end of his career and when Kobe retired, he just does not hold back on anything.
No, he doesn't. No. He wasn't known for being the greatest teammate himself. Isn't that part of the story?
Well, he and Shaq always kind of, I don't know, feuded, but like what you just said, that's kind of what the relationship was when they were in L.A.
But Kobe was a guy, Kobe fashioned himself after Jordan and thought, I'm going to tell these guys, because Jordan was in charge, right?
Right.
If somebody wasn't holding up their end of the bargain on the Bulls, they were gone, right? And that's why, and Jordan made that decision.
And I thought it worked for Kobe, that sort of angle, that approach worked on the back end of his career.
Yeah. The beginning of his career, it was a little harder. But this was in the middle of his career when Shaq got there. I'll never forget seeing Kobe in his first game here. I think it was 96, his first game, right?
Guarding Jordan.
Yeah. When the first year back for Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
2006, I'm sorry. It was...
96.
Oh, 96. Yeah, that's right, 96. What am I saying? He was... That was an unbelievable game. I thought, man, this kid is really going to be something. Bulls, of course, won that game. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah, and I think, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that Dennis Rodman, the new ambassador to North Korea, had three three-point buckets.
The worm.
The worm.
the Potcoin ambassador as well, don't forget.
That's right.
Right, right. The inventor.
Dual roles. Kim Jong-un ambassador.
By the way, we're going to allow you to pay all of your taxes in Potcoin. All right. Well, yeah, you know what? We're going to have to carry the top five over the bottom now. We're just going to have to do it because we got too much other audio to get to. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I did too.
It's just one of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that on the other side. But first, right now, at 5:30, Kim Gordon's got the WGN News, which is being brought to you by AmericasBath.com.
Yeah. I thought you into my life. Wow. Look in my mind. Yeah. No better place all the time. Hey. How they align. You never must have my.
Oh, this is Ariana Grande's song about Pete Davidson. I see what you're doing here. Because we're still not done with the top five of five. We would have liked to have gotten done with the top five of five. But there was such an immense amount of stupidity displayed. Human stupidity on display in the top five of five. I couldn't help myself. We just had to take some time with it. So we'll continue on here. We at least have worked our way up to
number two.
So the aforementioned Pete Davidson went off on a crowd of college students during a show at the University of Central Florida for having their phones out. Really? Really, Pete Davidson?
Isn't that what everyone does at concerts?
And isn't he like 22 years old?
Right.
What the hell is he all upset about? So the I like the Saturday Night Live star, it says here. I don't think that's accurate. He's a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
His name is well known.
He's only well known because he dated Ariana Grande and then what's her face?
Made out with Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale.
At a hockey game.
At a hockey game. Both well-known NHL fans.
Mm-hmm. Front, yeah, right.
Just
there.
Happened
on the
to be front row with the cameras on him.
How he ended up with Ariana Grande, who apparently is as much a fruitcake as he is, thought it was a great idea to get like engaged and you know felt totally in love. Tattoos.
They did, right? They had to get him corrected.
Really?
Yeah.
Classic tattoo mistake.
I think he might have even tattooed something he shouldn't have tattooed.
Uh-oh.
What can you turn the word Ariana into?
AA.
AA.
Which is where he should have stayed. Anyway. So, here he is. Not happy with the audience.
Film everything, but not enjoy the show for an hour. Then, like, I don't gotta be here. I can just give them their money back. Because I don't give a f***. So, like, whenever somebody else comes to your town and wants to perform and is exhausted and flies all the way to the middle of nowhere to do jokes to you, little privileged little don't ruin the show for people who actually want to be here. That's the problem. Don't do that. It feels like half of you did it.
People said there were no signs saying you can't use a cell phone. There was, is it that odd to use a cell phone? I don't know. Maybe that's a taboo. A stand-up comic thing? You're not supposed to?
Well,
I don't think you should at a stand-up, no. But
no, because it's not like, I mean, because, well, there's a lot of stealing that goes on in stand-up. Oh. But that's
not going to outlaw it.
But
when
and he's a college guy, and he's already tired, and he's upset. He's still worried about, you know, what. So he went from Ariana Grande to Kate Beckinsale, which, you know, it's a 20-year promotion in age, but. I mean, that's, you know.
Why are you pointing that out?
Because, I mean, for a guy of his age, he's probably looking at that as a little bit of a come down. Ariana Grande being number one, Kate Beckinsale being number two. Now he's dating his mother. So that's where he is.
He's living with his mother.
I think Beckinsale's an upgrade, but that's just me.
Well, I would make that argument. Yes. But I'm, you know, I'm Ben Affleck's age.
That's not the point.
No, it is.
Just
kind of
stop.
Wait, there's more.
That's what's up about our gender. They're like, yeah! It's like, wait, you were the one filming, moron. That's why we're embarrassing. That's why the world is going to end in 25 years. He's going to go, yeah, I meant it that way, idiots. You should grow up, okay?
Wow. Apparently, good to call your audience.
Tickets were for free for the students.
Oh.
Non-students had to pay $20. They came in for free. They wanted to use their cell phones. They got, you know, railed for it. Pete's not happy with them.
Is there one more from Pistol Pete here? Here we go.
It says no phones, says the thing on there. It's just like, you're just supposed to just like behave. I have to have my boy patrol you guys like you're 5 years old? That's embarrassing. You should grow up. Where's the next generation? We're going, like, don't you want adults to respect us? Don't you want your parents to, like, be proud of you? You know how embarrassing it is to be our age and walk out and know everybody thinks you're a idiot? Grow the up.
That's when the crowd really started to turn. They're like, wait, this isn't a bit.
Right, exactly.
They're like, they're not going anywhere with this other than just going after us.
If I wanted this, I'd go home and have my parents say this to me.
Right, he's 25. Who is he lecturing to? His exactly. own generation, basically.
I have a guess here.
Okay, what do you think? What are you reading into this?
A little upset.
I have a feeling he is not being renewed at Saturday Night Live.
Because they're starting to announce the cast
for
the upcoming year. So
today, it's already been announced that what's her name?
Leslie Jones
is not returning. Who was a writer, and apparently a really good writer, but as a performer, she can't hit her lines. And as a guy who can't hit his lines, I understand. But she's not particularly great as on the Weekend Update desk. It can be very funny, but in sketches, she is completely lost. And you know, Pete Davidson, he tries at least in the sketch, but they don't give him anything more than like the guy who walks up to the table. Are you guys ready to order? That's his biggest line. And then again on the Weekend Update desk, where he just talks about dating over his head. I don't understand. But my guess is that he's tired, he's upset, his agent just called him, Bubby Darling, sweetheart, listen, no one called. And they're going to take a pass on this year. Maybe next year you could come back. There are some movies in the works that might be perfect for you. Lauren's already working on them. They are they are in Swahili, though. Do you speak Swahili?
Jeez. So you think he just got that news, so he's in a bad mood?
I think he's in a bad mood. And if that decision wasn't already made, I'll bet you, because it's a big difference year to year. Last year, when he came back, he was engaged to Ariana Grande. This year, he's telling kids at the University of Central Florida to blank themselves.
Go Knights.
Become quite a football powerhouse, haven't they? Well, she maybe didn't know that when he was stepping in there. There might be some big guys in there that could be. Who knows?
Number one.
All right. So the new Dave Chappelle Netflix hour special has dropped.
A lot of buzz on this.
Yeah.
Tons of buzz. Well, the last, was it three, I think, right, for Netflix so far have been amazing. He did something in one of them I have never seen a comedian do ever. In an hour and 20 minutes, he tells a joke that doesn't make any sense right at the top. And there's a punchline. You go, I just don't get that at all. And he kind of loses the audience. And then after an hour and 7 minutes or whatever it is, he comes back and it's the same punchline and it is the funniest thing in the world. After taking you on this rope-a-dope for literally over an hour, he is one of the greats of all times. I will respectfully disagree with him, though. But some of the things he is saying in this particular special, for example, he does directly address accusations and controversy surrounding Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, and Kevin Hart, and all within the first 20 minutes of this special, Sticks and Stones, which is the fifth total right now, he tackles the cancel culture, as he calls it, or celebrity hunting season.
I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get into character. You got to guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're finished. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time, because y'all is the worst motherfuckers I've ever tried to entertain in my life.
All right, now that's the way to do it. See, Pete Davidson, you can learn something.
I thought the rule was not to insult your audience.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that we are in that culture of everybody's aggrieved. Everybody's mad about something. And he's right about that.
That is pretty true.
And that's because of Vladimir Putin. He also explains why he did not participate in the R. Kelly documentary.
But I'm going to tell you guys why I wasn't in the documentary. It's a very simple reason. And I cannot stress this point enough. The only reason that I didn't do it was because, and it's very important, I don't know this at all. I don't know anything. I don't know anything that they don't tell me about. I don't hang out with these nothing. So what the do I got to be in the documentary for?
It's a good point. How do you, what do you do?
Why was he even asked? Just to bring the name to
Dave Chappelle.
Just to bring the name on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did. Now, we don't have any of this for the Michael Jackson stuff, right? Where he does kind of...
defend him a little bit?
Well, he goes after the accuser more than he's defending him. But that's the
that
thing.
That one in particular.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of backlash for that. But again, but you know, this is but that's the theme of what he's doing here. Sticks and stones, right?
That's the name.
Yeah, this is the what he's doing is he's basically the premise of this is that we live in a culture now, and the best comics always reflect this of their time, that we live in a culture now where everybody is ticked about something,
and everybody wants to get somebody.
Right.
Ah, like, oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and social media is just created. Social media is literally a gun with 140 bullets in it at any given time, right? I mean, that's what it's turned into. That's that the Twitter is just designed to go zing somebody, and you don't go to jail for it. Well, you might go to jail for it, depending on what you say. But it is we've just become aggressive toward each other. There's no empathy left, and that's what he's really addressing here. So
it's the worst time ever to be a celebrity.
And, well, that's a funny thing. Did you see this? Did you see that? I know this is going to drive Kevin nuts when I say this, but Kim Kardashian came out and said that she was wrong about her love of fame.
What?
Yes.
When did she say that?
Just
like
this,
the weekend?
Just this morning. It was in the news feed about how she was obsessed with wealth and fame. And she's, though still a little obsessed with wealth, the fame piece isn't so great. But she's only wealthy because she became famous.
Right, for being famous.
For being famous, right. She had really no presentable skill other than her mom put business people around her, were able to build fashion items and lines and a culture around her.
Well, she was the stylist for Paris Hilton at first. So she got on the radar then. And then you're right, she had a sex tape and she had her mom, momager, and
they just built a brand around nothing other than the looks and appearance and the way they act, and not for doing anything, not for being an athlete or a comedian or anything like that.
There was really no skill involved in
it. No, just look good. We're going to build this empire around you guys.
Just as social media was coming of age, they were figuring it all out. Yes. They were ahead of the curve.
Patient zero.
Influencers.
And she did make sacrifices because she had to, you know, God knows how many surgeries she and the sisters went through. Right?
But isn't that for them? I don't know that that's... Is that a sacrifice?
I think at the end of the day, when, you know, she's 70 and that butt just don't play no more, that's going to be a problem.
Wait, is that not natural? I'm so serious. I guess I don't pay that much attention to that.
I mean, she can balance a champagne glass on it with no problem.
Yeah, that does appear to me to be implanted. Since it's literally a table. She looks like you're sitting in first class and you've just dropped the tray table in front of you.
Wait. I'm trying to envision that.
So it would be like she's like the seat back and the tray table. Out. And other stuff. I mean, she's, you know, all those young ladies all have a very similar look, right? I mean, that's what goes on.
I really just always thought it was all natural.
Oh, yeah. No.
I kind of thought that's why they got their fame is because they had these really unique, beautiful bodies.
I think they did, but then they just kind of kept pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at before and after pictures, they don't look anything like they looked 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago.
Right. So they did that, and then the idea, and they have to shoot that show, which is that's some work. Okay, some work. I'm just saying that they would make the argument that, you know, they have made sacrifices for their commerce. It's not really even art, because it isn't really art. They got producers who come to him and go, listen, you're going to have a fight with Kaylee about Scott's drinking problem, and Curtis is going to have a problem with Curtis Kardashian is going to have a problem with Kaylee Kardashian, and Kandi Kardashian is then going to come in, and Scott Disick's going to be drunk, and go. And then they all talk on a phone. Now, the nice thing is they're not going to get ear cancer because they all talk on the phone using the speaker feature.
Well, we need to hear what's going on.
Right. And it's interesting because there also happens to be a camera at the exact same place with the other person on the end of the phone. What were the chances?
Huh.
Okay. Somehow I was not able to get to Amelia Earhart's skull. Oh. But we'll do this. We'll just close this.
Darn it.
The top five at five.